about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This is cool. All right, again, another Star Trek cool. They think they have discovered a real-life tricorder that could measure all your vital signs in just 10 seconds. Now, you don't get this, okay? For a doctor like me that has to wait for the nurse to get the blood pressure and then to get the heart rate and then to get the pulse oximetry, all right? You know, it takes a long time. But if you notice, many of us will take your blood pressure within 10 seconds. It's doable. Okay? I don't need to sit there and listen the whole minute. Same thing with pulse. I usually can read your pulse after about 6 seconds. Why? Well, there's 60 seconds to a minute. So if I take your pulse and I get the number at 6 seconds, I just multiply by 10. So if you had 7 beats in 6 seconds, then your heart rate's about 70. Right? So, I mean, you don't need to sit there. You don't need a lot of time to get the vitals. But if you have a gadget that could get all that information for you and then send it to your smartphone, way cool. Again, this was Star Trek cool, right? It was in Star Trek. A California firm has now made this a reality. It's called the Scanadu Scout. It can measure your heart rate, temperature, blood oxygen levels, respiratory rate, blood pressure, EKG, and emotional stress. All right, that's a lot. Temperature, yeah, it takes a few seconds. Blood oxygen levels, respiratory rate, blood pressure. It said it could be placed on the user's forehead and within 10 seconds sends Bluetooth the results via Bluetooth direct to the smartphone after an array of sensors and a camera scan the patient. It could also store the previous results, which is something we like to do, especially on your sugar monitors, etc. It's called the Scanadu Scout, right? Like Xanadu? Scanadu. See, they should do that. That should be their jingle. Anyway, the Scout puts your body's information where it belongs, in your hands. You could share it with your doctor. You know, I this isn't something that the doctor's office uses. This is something you would use. And then you would bring it to your doctor, and they could then look at all the information. That is pretty cool. Because I tell you guys, I go check your blood pressure at home. How many times, Dr. Dahlia, do I have to check my blood pressure? I go check your blood pressure a few times a day. Do it at home. Check your blood pressure. Oh, I don't have a cuff. Imagine this. I don't know how much it costs, though. All right, the app comes in Android and iOS versions and will support Bluetooth 4. But don't forget to download the Dr. Dahlia app on Android and iPhone before you do, okay? The tricorder uses a micro USB adapter. Not that you need the Dr. Dahlia app, but if you're going to be downloading apps on your Android or iPhone, you might as well download the Dr. Dahlia app. The tricorder uses a micro USB adapter that can be hooked into a USB port, and it takes less than an hour to charge the battery. When it is being used a few times each week, the battery lasts for about a week or each day. You see, here's another typo. Remember, we were talking about typos in these articles? By the way, can I just say something about these USB adapters? I think it's brilliant that we have some sort of uniformity between our computer wear with these USB adapters. I would still like to make a comment about the new Apple iPhone 5 and why its charging plug is different than anything else. You don't know how much of a pain in the butt it is for me to be the only one in the family, the only one in the neighborhood to have a different charging mechanism, right? Because they changed the format. Not sure why they did that. But everything was pretty uniform. Your iPad charger, your Mac, everything. And they had to screw it up with the iPhone 5. Not a good decision. This Scanadu Scout is currently in the prototype stage of development, but the inventors are hoping to file it with the FDA so they could launch it to consumers. In an attempt to gather the data needed to pitch the device to the FDA, they are having volunteers offer to test. Now, see, what's easy about testing something like this is you could always do it the old-fashioned way. So you could have somebody do the fancy way, Then you could go, okay, now let's check your temperature the real way. You could probably even do it at the same time. Yeah, if you really think about it, I mean, if this is attached to the forehead, you could have a little pulse oximetry on the finger. You could have the old-fashioned rectal thermometer being used. You could, yeah, so there's ways. I know we don't really use the rectal thermometers except in babies anymore. I mean, they're usable. But anyway, I love it. I mean, I the more you can do, the more you can do on your own is brilliant, okay? Helps take the stress off of some of us doctors. Now, speaking of stress, they say if you're stressed, it makes you as a woman less attractive to men. All right? So men seem to be more attracted to women who don't seem to be running around in an absolute frenzy, which actually makes sense because a lot of women in stress or stressed out animals, so to speak, aren't the best copulating partner and therefore could be difficult to extend your progeny. So in the animal kingdom, the male species will usually look for the less stressed female. A new survey has revealed that high-powered career women who do full-time radio Monday through Friday plus an hour on Saturday, as well as run a medical office and see patients, as well as give talks and tweet and Facebook and are moms, have very stressful jobs, may struggle to find love, hypothetically. In addition to long hours, which can make finding time for romance hard, according to Mail Online, the stress of a busy job causes an increase in the level of cortisol, which research suggests makes women less good-looking to men. I know I'm not good-looking. I get that. It's because, I'm always busy. I got stuff to do. And maybe the male species wants to think that they are at the center of your world. You know, when we were discussing years ago, you know, why men cheat versus why women cheat, etc., somebody had brought up in one of my very early radio shows in the earlier days, a few years back, earlier days, that once the woman had the children, she wasn't doting over him. It was all about the kids, and he became a second-class citizen. Well, he didn't like that. That's okay. Let's talk about that. Okay, really, do you men feel unloved? Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
This message dares all fish oil consumers. Yes, many people now take fish oil supplements, but the makers of K48 Plus want you to know it's not what you consume, but how it is absorbed that counts. So we dare you to compare fish oil with K48 Plus. K48 Plus, an omega-3 powerhouse, is made with the highest grade and most potent dose of krill oil available, and is 48 times more easily absorbed than common fish oil. K48 Plus is both a remarkable anti-inflammatory as well as a powerful antioxidant. If you suffer from ailments such as diabetes, COPD, autism, arthritis, depression, migraines, lupus, Alzheimer's, glaucoma, joint pain, high cholesterol, memory loss, or Crohn's disease, you need to see the K48 Plus video at livepremium.net. That's livepremium.net. Or please call 208-521-3601. That's 208-521-3601 and ask about K48 Plus. Restore hope, optimize health with K48 Plus.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, in the first hour, we talked about fungus. Hi, and how there's all these different types of fungus, at least 100 different species on our feet, 40 under the nail, 60 on the foot. Some heels were even found to have 80 in and of itself, but over 100 different species of fungi on our feet. Well, you know, where does the fungi come from? Is it just in the soil? Yeah, not a lot of it's in the soil, on the ground. We have fungi all over the place, and we spent a good amount of time talking about that. But this is interesting. This study comes out saying dogs bring a whole bunch of these bugs into your home as well, a whole variety of microbes. But a lot of these microbes that Fido brings in, does anybody still name their dog Fido out there? Anyway, it could actually be good for us. You know, we've talked about how these microbes and our microbiome is very protective and helps us cope and helps us fight off other diseases. So don't beat the dog. Give your dogs hugs and kisses, okay? Because, you know, they're bringing some good stuff into your house. Of course, they could bring some bad stuff, too. Anyway, I guess North Carolina State University biologist Rob Dunn and his colleagues wanted to step back from the body to understand the microbes in our environment at large. They gave 40 families a home sampling kit and asked them to swab down 9 locations in their houses, a kitchen cutting board, a kitchen counter, a refrigerator shelf, a toilet seat. Oh, whew. Nobody could pay me enough to swab our toilet seat. A pillowcase, television screen, the main door's exterior handle, and the upper trim on both an interior door and an exterior door. The researchers then examined the microbial DNA from the swabs to detect different families of microscopic tenants that live on these surfaces. Free rent, huh? All told, the 40 homes harbored 7,700 different types of bacteria. Now, we're probably talking zillions of bacteria, but they're talking about different types, different species of bacteria. This is some serious stuff, people. All right? And the most common were proteobacteria, firmicutes, and actinobacteria. These families contain a wide range of species. Now, of course, types of bacteria differ by location because of, you know, what's on the counter in the kitchen, what's on the toilet seats, frequently touched. I mean, you'll probably have a lot of staph and strep on frequently touched type of handles, whereas you'll have some of the bacteria that you could, you know, find with food, more in the refrigerator. All right, so it kind of makes sense. All right, but what about the dogs? Well, they decided to now look for variables that would alter bacterial communities from home to home. Like if there were kids, if there was carpet, if there were kitty cats. But the only one they found that made any difference at all was if the family had a puppy dog or a regular dog. This is being reported by Fox News. Pillowcases and TV screens of the dog-owning families had 42% and 52% more microbial groups than pillowcases and TV screens of non-dog-owning families, all right? And, of course, this stuff was kind of living on their fur, all right? But it doesn't mean that the dog needs to be kicked out or, you know, put to sleep, okay? They say that people who had the family pet seemed to do better with allergies. Now, remember I talked to you guys about that a few years ago? Where kids born to families that already had the dog would do better allergy-wise. Remember we talked about that? Because I guess it already primed the kid's immune system. Another study had shown that pregnant women who live in homes with dogs are less likely to have children with allergies. So scientists think that maybe the greater number of microbes you're exposed to, the better health. Now, one of you had emailed me about your kid going to daycare for the first time and unfortunately having, you know, getting sick right off the bat. And, you know, which daycare should you look for? What should you do to prevent your kid from getting sick? I see that a lot. The very first time a child goes to pre-K or daycare, even kindergarten, they get sick. They get colds. And it's because they're being exposed to other types of bacteria. In some cases, it's not so good that they get sick. But in other cases, it could actually be good for them. You know, I've seen family members where they, you know, kept their kids at home. And, I mean, you know, God bless the moms doing homeschooling, et cetera. Then all of a sudden, kids goes to a birthday party, and they say every time the kid goes to a birthday party, he gets sick. Well, he gets sick because he's not around other microbes. He's not around other kids. I mean, think about it. In the olden days, in caveman days, right, when women hunted and gathered or the men hunted, somebody watched the kids, all right? You'd have women that would breastfeed each other's kids. If not, the mom would breastfeed the kid, but then hang out with the other moms. And the kids were always around other kids. You didn't have a kid kept up in its cave until he was ready for kindergarten at 5 years old. I don't even know if they had kindergarten back then. So you always had to be around other microbes and just not your mama. All right, and there were also studies that showed that kids that were younger kids to siblings did better than the firstborn because the you know, because they were exposed to microbes. So it's definitely pretty important stuff. But you know, it's like that theory with the chicken pox. You know, moms wanting to get the chicken pox vaccine to their kids. Or to have their kids exposed to real chickenpox as opposed to the vaccine. I mean, there's something to natural immunity as opposed to vaccine-related immunity. I get that. But who wants to really subject their kid to a pathogen? You know? So it's one of those things. How do you prepare your kids from not getting sick the first day of school? I would probably say make sure they're playing with kids and around kids prior to the first day of school. Just to kind of get it out of their system, prime that immune system. The body needs to make antigens or antibodies. And they make antibodies by identifying antigens, which are parts of bacteria and virus and fungi that it sees. One of you had asked me, are we doing harm to ourselves by using these antimicrobial cleansing agents and antimicrobial gel on our hands? Are we doing damage, right? Always cleaning off our general microbes on our skin. You can be. I mean, as much as I hate people getting salmonella and E. coli and the bad pathogens, the more you use alcohol on your skin, the more you're wiping off normal flora. And that normal flora protects you. You need certain bacteria to protect you. So, you do have a point. This is one of those things where you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. Which is why I always recommend something, and I know this is going to totally blow your mind, all right? But I always recommend something called hand washing. Wash your hands. Okay, I don't think you need to load your hands up with antimicrobials. I do when I deal with patients because I want my patients feeling very secure. And, of course, I'm around a lot of pathogens in a doctor's office. But at home, I wash my hands. I mean, I wash my hands at work, too, but I don't use the antimicrobials at home. I don't think I have to. Let my body regain some of its natural bacteria. One of you had asked about hair washing. And if you don't wash your hair as much, it doesn't dry off and scalp and flake, etc. Well, that's because some of the oils that your scalp makes is protective. Now, I'm not saying don't bathe and don't shower, don't wash. I'm not saying that. But I think some of us are a little too clean. Now, mind you, those of us in the medical field, when you see MRSA and antibiotic resistance enterobacter and valley fever and tuberculosis and HIV and hepatitis, you can never be clean enough, okay? I get that. Many of you who had been exposed to a pathogen, exposed to herpes, gonorrhea, chlamydia, all right, you're wishing you Purelled and stayed away from the antigen early on. I get that. But there's a lot of things that are protective. You know, sometimes when I have allergies, I let myself sneeze. I don't run and quickly get an antihistamine because I think I want to sneeze the stuff out. Same thing with diarrhea. I don't tell my patients to run and get Imodium, okay? If they aren't becoming dehydrated, sometimes you need the diarrhea or the stool to come out. It's a defense mechanism. All right, but of course we don't want you to get dehydrated, and that's when we try to, stop. But sometimes let your body do what it has to. Itching, it's a defense mechanism. Now I don't want you to always itch and scratch because more harm could be done. But just because somebody has an itch or a cough or a sneeze does not always mean it's a bad thing. 1-877-DR-9-6. Oh, you could tell. Boy, when I talk a lot, my mouth gets tired. All right. Portland, Oregon has rejected adding Florida to its water supply. Voters again made their decision to not allow the city to put fluoride in the iron. From what I understand, it was a pretty long public hearing. All right, guys, don't go away. Much more on the Dr. Dahlia Show coming right up.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze-Dried Guys foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. Freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how? Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
As I walk along, I wonder what went wrong. All right, we got fungus on our feet, and a lot of it, a genetic analysis of fungi. I remember in school, our teachers called it fungi. Fungi? It's not fungi. What are they trying to say, like bonsai? It's fungi on the human body because it's fungus. It's hard G on the human body. I always had problems with pronunciation in school because I told you my father had a very thick accent and my mom spoke too quickly. And so some of my English I learned is a little off, as many of you could tell. You know, so I'll order eggs and you know, for breakfast or something if we go to a restaurant, and my husband's like, eggs? It's eggs. It's like, no, it's eggs. And that was very significant when I was growing up, because when they would say, use a short E, right, like eggs, well, eggs is a long E, right, like legs. I shave my legs. That's a long A sound, but I guess it's supposed to be eh. I'm like, well, then use the example red, okay? It's not eggs, it's eggs. You order some eggs. It's too hard to say eggs. Legs. That's too hard. Legs. Deputy Dog. Legs. I can't do that. I can't do that. It's eggs. Just call it eggs. Anyway, okay, so call it fungi. Apparently, a genetic analysis of fungi on the human body finds that our feet have the most fungi on any part of our body, more than 100 types. Now, some of us have nail fungus, some of us have feet fungus, but they say there's 40 different types of fungus on the toenail, 60 different types of fungus on the feet. So if you add 40 plus 60, what do we get? 100. Now, according to this report, it was published in the journal Nature. All right. They say the fungi on our skin is supposed to obviously serve a purpose. That's how I look at it. All right. There's a reason. God designed things for a reason. Nature designed things for a reason. There's a reason. Now, study leader Julie Segre, or Segre, you know what? If you want to change a G on that one, do it. Segre, a geneticist at the National Human Genome Research Institute in Bethesda, or better known as Nahagama'e, says one of the major functions, to me that never gets old, one of the major functions of healthy fungi is to prevent pathogenic fungi from adhering to our skin, where they can cause athlete's foot, plantar warts, wait a second, fungus doesn't cause plantar warts, virus do, and stubborn toenail infections. There's something about toenails that fungi just love. Absolutely. That nail bed, remind me, one day we got to talk about toenail fungus because a lot of you guys are doing it wrong. Yeah, toenail fungus you really can't kill with anything topical. The fungus is sitting on the nail bed underneath that hard nail. So anything topical really doesn't get absorbed through the nail. So you need to get under that nail. And to get under that nail, a lot of times you need to go to the pills. Oh, Dr. Dolly is pushing pharmaceuticals again. Yes, I is. Now, they say Sergey is at the forefront of research on the human microbiome. Thank God for her. The collection of microscopic bacteria, viruses, fungi, and mites that live in or on our bodies. You guys know that. Mites live on our bodies. All sorts of stuff live on our bodies. It's pretty creepy. I don't know how anybody could sleep. No wonder people need Ambien. They say the work increasingly shows that a thriving microbiome, my microbiome is thriving, let me tell you that, is essential to our health by helping us digest food, fight disease, etc. Well, you all know that. Remember we talked about certain bacteria in your body could maybe put you at risk for diabetes or not put you at risk for diabetes if you got the right type of bacteria. You know, and for those of you that are new to the Dr. Dahlia Show, I don't know where you've been for 4 years, but for those of you who are new, I have discussed many times how the appendix is not a useless organ. The appendix, we believe, houses trillions of these microbes, bacteria, such that when the body senses that there's not enough bacteria in the colon, that appendix can shoot it out. Remember, the appendix is at the beginning of your colon. It's past the small intestine, but it's appendaged, hence appendix, to the right side of the colon. And it could squirt. I don't have a squirt sound. I'm sorry. It squirts the bacteria into the colon from the right, and then it can go up the ascending through the transverse, through the descending, through the sigmoid, and now you're, and I guess it could travel upwards and go up into the intestine, but that's what I believe and what many researchers believe is the function of the appendix. You could still get it taken out if it gets infected. I don't care. You're not going to die or anything, but don't say the it's a useless appendage. Okay, I don't think anything in the body is useless, although my ovaries are starting to get that way. All right, case in point, let's go. Now, Dr. Heidi Kong is a dermatologist at the National Center Institute in Bethesda, recruited 10 healthy volunteers for the study. She used a sponge swab and swiped 13 regions of the volunteer's body, including scalp, forehead, chest, forearms, nostrils, heel, and skin between the toes. She also clipped the subject's toenails. Yeah, whenever we want to see if you have fungus under your toenails, it's called toenail clippings. So we could order it at Quest Laboratories. You go into Quest Laboratories, they clip the toenail for you, and they take the toenail, and then they go and analyze it. There are ways to look to see if there's fungus under the microscope, but we're lazy these days. Now that Obamacare has taken over. Now, collecting DNA from fungi is a lot more complicated than collecting it from bacteria. Well, boo-hoo. Fungi have thicker cell walls, so more effort is required to break them down and release their genetic material. You know what? Can everybody just stop griping? Okay, listen, you analyze fungi, okay? You're no hero. I mean, you're great. Good for you, all right? I mean, thank you for doing your research, but don't try to set up this whole pity party and try to, look, you didn't swab anybody's rectum. Okay, I got to deal with rectums a heck of a lot more than you with your little sponge swab of toenails. So no pity party for me, lady. Come on, man up. Anyway, she and her research team put tiny stainless steel beads and detergents in the solution, heated it up to 131 degrees Fahrenheit. It broke the cell walls, releasing the fungi DNA. Hope they wore a mask and goggles. The samples were fed into a gene sequencing instrument. Okay, now I'm getting impressed. The results revealed that an individual's fungal biome looks very different from place to place. So I guess if you live in high-tax California versus if you live in Arizona, I'm sure the fungi are different. Yeah, I'm sure the fungi could get taxed. All right, so basically, the forearms, we're not talking about the juicy, sweaty underarms. We're talking about the forearms had between 18 and 23 different types of fungi. Sites like the forehead and chest had between 2 and 10. I don't see why any fungi would land on my chest. You'd think, you know, my bosom would scare anything away. All right, so anyway, are we done? Oh, you guys want to know what some of the brands are of these fungi? One was Saccharomyces. Yeah, that's not a Greek goddess. Saccharomyces is a fungus. It ferments bread and beer. Then there was Penicillium, which, you know, is used to make penicillin. Remember that, right, from the olden days? And then Malassezia, which can cause dandruff. I almost named, if I had a daughter, I was going to name her Saccharomyces or Malassezia. And I wanted to name a child I had with ambiguous genitalia Paramecium. I love the term Paramecium, and I love amoeba. Can you imagine having a kid named amoeba? I just didn't know if I could name a girl amoeba or a boy amoeba. So I had that name planned if I had an ambiguous genitalia child. Okay, amoeba, time to eat. Come on, amoeba. Amoeba, go tell your father. All right. Okay. So when 6 of the 10 volunteers returned for more swabbing, the other 4 volunteers said, "To hell with this." Okay. Is there anything that you could take home from this that's going to help you with your life? Yeah. Fungal foot disease is pretty serious. I mean, our fungal diseases, I think, are really under scrutinized. And I think they're going to really turn into the bad boys later of our microbial health. So I am proud of this woman and her team. I think there's a lot more to fungi than we know, and we should keep our eye on the fungi. Don't go away, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny
or serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, my name is Stephen Huer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. Due to low-quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Way is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you're going to have a bunker, why not have an ultimate bunker? In case of pandemic outbreak, civil unrest, biological or nuclear fallout, or EMP attacks, stay safe in your own ultimate bunker, built for lasting security for any need or budget. Manufactured in Salt Lake City, Utah, each ultimate bunker includes free food storage and all the comforts of home. Learn more at ultimatebunker.com. That's ultimatebunker.com. Or call 801-661-3900. Ultimate Bunker. You can't do better than the ultimate.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in, taking your medical questions and your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Diane from Oakland didn't want to stay online, but wanted me to talk about chronic yeast infections. I'm sure we all want me to talk about chronic yeast infections. No problem, Diane. From what we understand, she doesn't have insurance. What do you do if you get yeast infections? And good topic, because we were just talking about fungi on our bodies. Different type of fungi, all right, the Candida species. Candida species is a little bit of a different animal. All right? And I know some of you men are like, oh, man, I don't want to hear this about yeast infections. This actually does concern you. Okay, you'll see how women's yeast infections concern you. Absolutely. No, I don't care if you have celiac disease. That's what we're talking about. All right, I'll show you how it concerns you. Women, if a woman has chronic yeast infections, the first thing I like to do is check them for diabetes. No, through a blood test. So you do a blood test to make sure they don't have diabetes. I'll also run an HIV test sometimes because having immunodeficiency will cause yeast infections. Now, some of you will say, well, wait a second, Dr. Dye, why would you do that first? That costs money. No wonder why we need Obamacare. It's all your fault. That's just how I do things. Now, some of you ladies will say, well, I get a yeast infection after I take an antibiotic. Why is that? Okay, and some men will say, I have a yeast infection in my mouth called thrush. Right? Have any of you had thrush? From what I hear, it's pretty painful. A yeast infection in the mouth is pretty painful. Men who have thrush, of course, or women who have thrush, I'll check for diabetes, I'll check for HIV. But a lot of times an antibiotic can do that. Now, why would an antibiotic cause you to have yeast infection? Well, as some of you are already answering and yelling at your radios, and good job, I can hear you, antibiotics kill bacteria. Sometimes they just kill whatever bacteria is in its path, so to speak. Now, bacteria give off acid. When you have a bacterial infection, or you know when you wake up in the morning and you taste your teeth, right? Well, don't taste your wife's teeth. Taste your own teeth. It's probably enough. You have that acidic flavor in your mouth. True, stomach acid will go up when you sleep. You will get some reflux, but you also taste the acid that the bacteria has given off on your teeth. That's why it's so important that we have saliva, because it kind of flushes that stuff out. So acid, which is another reason why we don't want you to go to bed without brushing your teeth and having the sugar sit on there, because the sugar decomposition and the bacteria that eat the sugar make acid. So if you take an antibiotic, going back to men thrush, female thrush, or female yeast infections, and you take an antibiotic and it kills a lot of the bacteria that keep the yeast at bay isn't there anymore, which means now instead of there being an acidic environment, we now have a little bit more of a basic environment. Remember acid and base? Well, yeast likes to grow in basic environments. Yeast cannot grow in acidic environments. So that's why taking an antibiotic, so like a woman's vagina area, a lot of bacteria there, very common place for bacteria. It's not sterile. That bacteria keeps certain things at bay. There's a reason for everything, which is why we in medicine say that a woman's vagina is a hostile environment to pathogens. Okay? Women have to be designed to protect a growing fetus, a baby. So anything that wants to go up and in there is going to basically deal with someone's wrath, whether it's a bacteria, whether it's a fungus, etc. But anyway, that's why there's that protective mechanism, because hopefully the good bacteria can keep away bad bacteria, and then women could still go along their merry way and continue the pregnancy without issues, which is why we get so scared when a woman gets an STD during pregnancy, because some of those STD bacteria are some real super monstrous bugs that can just blow through regular vaginal bacteria, you know, kind of like the Trojan horse type of thing. Okay, good. All right, that's why we're Trojans, because women don't need the whole Trojan horse type of attack on their uterus and fetus. Okay, so yeast infection. So let's say a woman has a yeast infection. She doesn't have diabetes. She doesn't have HIV. She didn't take an antibiotic. Well, sometimes that could happen. Stress could do that. Certain stresses. Many of you ladies that mess around with your birth control so you can manipulate when you'll get your period and when you won't, you'll notice you get a yeast infection. So you can also hormonally change the balance down there. But this is where men are involved. Many of you women who complain that you get yeast infections all the time and you use some over-the-counter cream and it doesn't work, even though there could be resistance, right, just like antibiotic resistance, there could be fungal resistance to the antibiotic, or resistance to the antibiotic, or the antifungal, men will carry the yeast on them. So I can't tell you how many of you women will have sex before the bacteria gets knocked out, or before the fungi gets knocked out. You have sex, you use the cream. You think you're good, you then have sex with the partner who had sex with you prior to the cream, who has yeast on him, he gives the yeast back to you. Now you're infected again. So for those of you that say, oh, I got a yeast infection every month, it could be your partner, and then he needs to get some over-the-counter cream. Very easy. I go to Walmart. Right? I'll point, you know, just, it's, there's Mycelex. It's near the Vagisil, you know, near the douche area. Then fine, have her buy it for you. And then you gotta put some of the cream on you. But here's the thing, don't do any of this yet. Okay? Hold the phone. Don't do any of this yet until you actually have it diagnosed. Many of you will say, I have a yeast infection. And I say, why? Is it, you know, the yellow discharge, kind of the cotton cheese, you know, cottage cheese type stuff, which is why I really don't like cottage cheese. I've done enough gynecology where I just cannot eat cottage cheese. I can't. I can't. Even if they stick pineapple in, it's disgusting to me. And if they say, no, it's just, it's always itching. Well, just because something itches doesn't mean you have a yeast infection. Now, for men, men will sometimes get something called a balanitis, where the, I really hope kids aren't listening to this, where the edge of the penis can get a yeast infection. And sometimes they get that from the woman. And then they have yeast that grows, and it's itchy, and it's inflamed, and we need to give them cream. So I don't know if I want to spend the whole 3 hours talking about this, because we got so much to talk about on the show. But how do I want to? I need to conclude this, okay? I mean, we need to bring this vaginal penile fungus type of discussion to a climax, and I don't know how to really wrap this one all up with one of those big final kickers. How should I wrap this all up? Just get everything checked. Sorry, guys, I can't think that quickly. It's too late in the morning, yeah, and I haven't had my caffeine. I know, man, it stinks. That doesn't stink when you're like, okay, this is just being pitched to me perfectly. I could bat this one out of the ballpark. I just wasn't prepared. I wasn't prepared that this first hour was about to end. They kind of cut me off, mid fungi. All right. I can't think of anything. Boy, I'm at a loss. Okay. Can we move on? Are we done? So we talked about fungi on the feet. We talked about vaginal fungi. Coming up in the next hour, is Andy Kaufman alive? This picture that they have of him, to me, looks nothing like him, but they say that's him. Andy Kaufman. I thought he had died from leukemia or lymphoma. I need to look that up. We're also going to be looking at fish oil pills and how fish oil pills may cut diabetes. If you thought the first hour of the show was extremely fascinating, you ain't seen nothing yet. Then we're going to talk about how researchers have moved closer to the development of a universal flu vaccine. Hopefully you don't need to have the yearly jabs. We'll talk about that. Very big day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Big day. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Oh, and follow us on Twitter and Facebook, please. Thank you.
How would you like... Thomas Jefferson once said, when the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Your home alarm works after an intruder is inside your home, but real home security begins before intruders enter. Burglaries and home invasions are at an all-time high, and crime is skyrocketing in rural and suburban areas. 85% of break-ins are through a door, and police response is often greater than 20 minutes. You can't afford to wait that long. Stop burglars with police-tested and recommended Easy Armor from Armor Concepts. Easy Armor keeps intruders out. It's barely visible and installs easily. Easy Armor reinforces a door's weak points, comes in three colors, and is guaranteed to stop kick-ins. Get Easy Armor now and get peace of mind. Order by calling 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. Or go to easyarmor.net. Spelled EZARMOR.net. Special offer only available to GCN listeners. Ask about it when you call for your Easy Armor today from Armor Concepts. Ultimate door security made easy.